If you look at what the president said on February 28th, you know, the six goals he outlined, destroy their missiles, not achieved. Ensure the regime's terrorist proxies can no longer destabilize the region, not achieved. Annihilate their navy, maybe the big surface ships, but not the speed ships, so partially. Raise their missile industry to the ground, achieved in the short term, but Iran is now going to have billions of dollars to rebuild all those missiles. And then ensure Iran does not obtain a nuclear weapon. We just don't know. We don't have any words for this agreement. Just the last thing he said this at the end of the speech. But again, and I just feel for the people of Iran, to the great, proud people of Iran, take over your government. And he also said help is on the way.
And help was not on the way. And in fact, hardliners are now empowered there in Tehran. Also, here in the United States, we've exhausted more of our military supplies and prices are up. And they're going to, even if this indeed is the end of the war, and at least we'll see, prices are going to stay up for a while. Americans have had to pay more at the pump and for other goods for months now, and certainly a lot of political damage for Republicans. But I think there's also this sense of just how fragile this even is. It's really not even a peace deal. It's more of an extension of a ceasefire. And the Strait of Hormuz is going to be open. But as noted, there are real key differences here, including that on the Strait, Iran is saying after 60 days, we're going to start taking some sort of fees again, which could provoke some sort of conflict. But they've also proven at any point they can just close it.